And so the report came from the house, "Don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead." I don't know if you've ever experienced the death of someone you love. It doesn't matter whether they're a 12-year-old child or a parent that you've known your whole life or a close friend. When you hear that report, that news, and it sinks in, your heart sinks and you lose everything. But then Jesus said to me those words. Words which I really want you to hear, because these are the gospel. This man said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." He was assuring me that even though this felt like the worst moment in my life, I need only to trust in him. Doesn't matter what the worst time you faced is. Doesn't matter what the worst day or the worst situation you found yourself in. This man, Jesus, has the power to turn that around. And he began to turn that around with his word. He told me with his word, "Don't be afraid, only believe."
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. June 30, 2024. Mark 5:21-43.
Good morning. My name is Jairus. I gather in a place a lot like this, only the walls are more out of stone. And where I gathered, I'm considered one of the rulers of the synagogue. My synagogue isn't too far away from Matthew. You probably heard of Matthew. He's one of the disciples of Jesus. Not too far from Matthew's house. And I have a story to share with you today that will hopefully help you see how everything changes when you see the power of the gospel. And even if you're facing the worst of your days, God can turn it around. That's what happened for me one day. You see, the happiest day of my life was probably the day that she was born. She was my only daughter. And for 12 years, we got to watch her grow into this young woman, and she was such a wonderful daughter for us. But that day came where she was struck with an illness. I'm sure you've dealt with illnesses before, but this was one of those illnesses that came so quick. I knew she was approaching her last breath, her last "Daddy, I love you," her last moments. What was I to do? You see, I had heard about this man, Jesus. In fact, the Pharisees had warned us about him to watch out for men like him. And the other synagogue rulers, they weren't so keen on following or listening to that Jesus. But what's a father to do? I knew, I had heard the reports of what Jesus was doing. How people who even just touched his clothes were healed. How he had this power from God. He was no ordinary man, but I knew Jesus could do something. And I didn't care what the Pharisees said anymore. I didn't care what the other synagogue rulers would think. I needed to go see Jesus. You've probably experienced it that way too. To you, Jesus is probably someone that other people aren't so keen on. They don't care for Jesus. Or maybe some of your friends or family tell you, "Why do you concern yourself with that man?" Let me tell you, when you're facing death, or someone you love is about to die, you realize just how important it is to have power from God, power to do what you cannot do when you face things like death. So I personally went to go and find Jesus. I heard he was nearby, and sure enough, you look for the crowds. There were people all around. And when I found him, you can imagine what I did. The first thing I did was I fell down at his feet, and I said, "Lord, teacher, if you can help my daughter, she's dying. If you can just touch her, she will be healed." And much to my delight, Jesus started to come along with me. As we traveled, there's someone else I need to introduce you to. Her story is a lot like mine, but it really helped me along the way. Her name isn't revealed in your scriptures. You don't know her name, but we're just going to call her Hoshi today. And Hoshi discovered something terrible in her life the same time that my greatest day in life came, her worst day in life came. She started suffering a bleeding that would not stop. And of course, she did everything she could. She went to the doctors. She tried to pay them all the money, because you know how expensive doctors are. But they couldn't help. In fact, the doctors only made it worse for her. And I know this because she told us everything when it all came to the crowd. You see, she realized that Jesus was nearby too. She didn't want to bother Jesus. She didn't want to confront him in the crowd, but she thought, if I can just touch him, I will be healed. And as I was traveling with Jesus to my daughter, she interrupted us by simply touching Jesus. And Jesus knew something happened. She knew something happened. With that small touch, she had been healed of her illness, of her suffering. She had been given complete healing, and she knew it. And Jesus knew it too. He stopped the procession, and he looked around, and he was looking at that one particular woman and said, "Who touched me?" She was trembling with fear because she didn't know what he would do. But then we saw Jesus cares about everyone. And maybe at times when you're suffering, you might feel like that woman and think, "I've been suffering for years. Does my God care? I don't want to disturb him." But he does, because the thing he said to her was, "Daughter." He called her a daughter. And he said, "Daughter, don't be afraid. Your faith has healed you. You are freed from your suffering." And when I heard that woman share her story, how she had been suffering for 12 years, and while I had been the ruler of the synagogue, delighted with my daughter and the life I had for 12 years, a leader in Israel, I realized God doesn't just care about me. He cares about everyone, including that woman and her suffering, which nobody would pay attention to. God cares. When you suffer, when you have something that you're maybe too embarrassed to mention or even talk about, when the pain goes on year after year, God knows. And what he did for that woman was reversed the worst of her days, and suddenly it was the best of her days. From being terrified before the crowd and wondering what to do, to having healing and being heard from, hearing from Jesus, she was a daughter, a child of God. But that also became the worst of my days, at that moment at least. Because during all that time that we had been speaking with that woman, something terrible happened at my house. My daughter gave her last breath. And so the report came from the house, "Don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead." I don't know if you've ever experienced the death of someone you love. It doesn't matter whether they're a 12-year-old child or a parent that you've known your whole life or a close friend. When you hear that report, that news, and it sinks in, your heart sinks, and you lose everything. But then Jesus said to me those words, words which I really want you to hear, because these are the gospel. "This man said, 'Don't be afraid, only believe.'" He was assuring me that even though this felt like the worst moment in my life, I need only to trust in him. Doesn't matter what the worst time you faced is. Doesn't matter what the worst day or the worst situation you found yourself in. This man, Jesus, has the power to turn that around. And he began to turn that around with his word. He told me with his word, "Don't be afraid, only believe." That is, there was nothing for me to do but to trust that Jesus would resolve this, that Jesus had the answer for me, that he had the power that I did not. The same for you. God comes to you through his Son and with his word. And that man Jesus speaks to you in his word and tells you, "Do not be afraid, only believe." That is, trust who he is and what he will do for you. We went to lawn, and Jesus wanted to keep this a private matter, so he took his three closest disciples. And then he took me and my wife, and we came to the room in the house. There were people all over already mourning and grieving. That's what we do in our culture. I don't know what you do when there's funerals, but we start them right away. And though relatives and family can't always come, we hire people to play the flute and to mourn and to grieve and to wail. It's part of our culture when we grieve. But you know what? It doesn't matter how much you have at the funeral, what type of song there is, or what family members are present or not. That can't fix the grieving. That can't fix the hurt. The only thing that can fix it were those words that Jesus gave me. Don't be afraid, only believe. Jesus said that the child, my daughter, wasn't dead. Everybody laughed at him because they knew she was dead. But he said she was asleep. That's a comforting picture. When someone who trusts in the Lord, like my daughter did, dies, it's not going to end in death. It is merely asleep. And God will bring an end to that sleep someday. And we know there will be a resurrection. And so Jesus used those comforting words to remind me of my daughter was not really dead in God's eyes, but just waiting for that day when she would rise to life. You have a loved one who died in the Lord. They will rise. Death is only asleep. It will not last. But then when Jesus had dismissed them, and we gathered inside that room where my daughter was, she was dead. He took her by the hand, and he spoke to her, Talitha kum, telling her, little girl, get up. And the girl, my daughter, stood up, and she began to walk around like there was nothing wrong. Her last breath wasn't her last breath. She was perfectly healed, and the word of God was kept. I need not be afraid, but only believe that this man, Jesus, can do far more than anything I could ask or imagine. He has power over death. And he showed that to me. This is the first that anyone has ever heard of that happening anytime besides the prophets of old in the Old Testament. But this man, with his own power and by his own hand, raised my daughter to life. And with such a personal touch, paid attention to me, to her, to that woman on the way. And he reversed the worst of days. Maybe you're saying to yourself, well, how does that deal with my worst of days? Let me tell you, we went on to live our lives. I continued as the synagogue ruler. I dealt with the people who perhaps didn't want to hear about Jesus. I wasn't supposed to tell them that Jesus raised my daughter, but how could I hold it in? He reverses the worst of days. Then I heard later on how Jesus told his disciples, "Do not be afraid. Only believe." And his disciples faced the worst of days. And followers of Jesus like me heard that report of that man being put to death. It truly was the worst of days when we heard our Lord, our Savior, this man who did so much, was killed by the religious leaders and by the governor. He was hung on a cross. And the worst of days was when he heard that report that he was buried in the tomb and gone. But to reverse the worst of days, we had the word of God. He had told his followers, his disciples, "Do not be afraid, only believe. I will live again." And he revealed to us that his death was all part of God's plan, all part of the plan for him to take our place and to remove our fears. And our job simply was to believe his word, to believe that he would rise again. You know, I wasn't too afraid. When so many others around me were wondering what was going to happen to our King, our Lord, I wasn't afraid. I knew he had the power over death. And sure enough, the report went out. The angels first said, "Do not be afraid, only believe he has risen." And the word spread everywhere that our King is alive. And so that's why I can tell you, he will reverse the worst of days. When your loved one in the Lord falls asleep, only asleep, hear the power of the word of God, the gospel, That man is the Son of God who conquered death, not just by raising my daughter, but raising himself and showing his victory over death and reversing the worst of days. And someday you will face grief. You will feel that heart-sinking feeling when a loved one dies. You will feel that pain when you face illness or disease year after year and you wonder, does God have power? Does God care? I say to you, don't be afraid. Only believe in Jesus, the power of his word, the promise of his love. And someday when you rise from death, he will reverse the worst of days. Amen.